With Montana News, I'm Josh Burnham. Late this afternoon, state agencies turned in plans to Governor Steve Bullock outlining potential 10% budget cuts he requested to offset lower-than-expected state revenues. Montana Public Radio's Capitol reporter Corin Cates Carney joins us now from Helena to talk us through it. Hi, Corin.
Hi, Josh.
So, Corin, it seems like we've never fully left behind the budget issues the state was in when it entered the last legislative session. Can you explain what's going on now?
Sure. So last month, Governor Steve Bullock's budget director, Dan Villa, sent a memo to the heads of state agencies, letting them know that state revenue projections assumed in the state budget were much lower than expected.
How much lower?
The latest projections show the state is missing its income projection by more than $200 million. And while the $200 million represents just a few percentage points off the actual revenue coming in, it's going to mean some serious cuts. The governor has authority to ask departments across the state to offer up 10% cuts to help balance the state's budget. At this point, the largest agencies are likely to be hit the hardest. That means health department, corrections, and public education, especially the state's university system.
What caused revenues to come in so short?
Well, when the governor's office called reporters in to explain the situation, the budget director first and foremost blamed the Republican-controlled legislature. The governor's office says the legislature built a budget that was fundamentally flawed. The Democratic administration says lawmakers use an unrealistic projection to measure how much money the state would bring in the revenue during its three-year budgeting cycle. The administration says if lawmakers would have agreed to Governor Steve Bullock's budget proposal, agreeing to bring in more money into the state through a series of tax increases, much of the current budgeting problems could have been avoided.
But the governor did approve the budget passed by the legislature, right? He signed it into law?
He did. The governor's staff says even though he didn't like the budget, Governor Bullock had to sign it to avoid a government shutdown and just to maintain fiscal responsibility. For the government shutdown to happen, the legislature and the executive branch would have had to remain in stalemate for months after the scheduled 90-day session.
What other reasons are you hearing as to why we're in this budget crisis?
Wildfire this year is really draining state resources. Some are saying it might even be the most expensive fire season the state's ever seen. At last count, the state has currently spent more than $57 million on firefighting this year. And while the federal government might step in and help out with more of that funding, it's unclear if and when that will happen. Also, legislative fiscal analysts and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say some people are holding back from paying corporate and investment taxes, hoping for a friendlier tax environment in the near future once lawmakers and Congress take up tax reform. Republicans I've spoken with say people are holding back on their capital gains because of the election of Donald Trump. They're banking on Trump's promise to lower taxes. And Republicans, like Democrats, also cite the fire season and the major drought the state is facing for the budget issues.
What can you tell us about the proposed cuts agencies submitted to the governor today?
These cuts are percentage-based, so the departments that receive the largest amount of state general fund money will be the hardest hit. The state's health department is being asked to trim about $105 million over the next 2 years, including funding for senior and long-term care and child protection services. For the higher education system, a 10% cut would mean about a $22 million per year reduction. $17 million of that would come directly from campuses, which could result in tuition hikes. The corrections department is another one of those big draws on state money. The Associated Press reported today that corrections is looking at taking about a $40 million cut over the next 2 years.
These aren't the first cuts since the end of the legislative session. Lawmakers passed a law creating triggers for automatic cuts in state spending if revenues fell, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Those cuts were made in August, mainly targeting some of the larger pools of money in state government, the firefighting fund, the health department, and public education.
So these latest 10% reductions are on top of those cuts?
Yes. The cuts that happened last month were meant to be more gradual than they actually were. The law was meant to be a budget stabilization plan, preventing the state from falling into a larger budget deficit. It was designed to make four levels of cuts, each corresponding to how much actual revenue fell below projections. But when revenues actually did come in, they were so far off the projections that all four levels were triggered, cutting about $97 million from the state's budget. And with the new 10% cuts the governor is asking for now, more than $230 million could be reduced from the state spending over the next 2 years.
So when will these cuts actually happen? What happens next?
There's no clear deadline for when the cuts will happen, but it won't be until after several public meetings between the governor's office and lawmakers. Next week, the governor's budget director will brief a legislative committee about the latest revenue projections, letting them know how much money the state's bringing in and how much agencies need to trim in order to meet the state's requirement for a balanced budget with a little bit of a cushion. Then, a little over a week later, the Legislative Finance Committee will meet and discuss the budget plans submitted to the governor and make their own recommendations on how the state makes the cuts. The governor's office will announce the cut sometime after that.
Given this level of cuts, is there any talk of a special session?
The governor can make up to 10% cuts in the state budget without legislative approval, but lawmakers would need to be called in if anything more than that was to happen. Lawmakers would also have to be called in if the state was going to try to bring more money into the state by implementing new taxes. So far, it seems like both the governor's office and lawmakers like to avoid having a special session.
That's MTPR's Capitol reporter, Corin Cates Carney. You can find a link to the state agency's submission to comply with the governor's request for 10% budget cuts on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Josh Burnham.